Gemara, Nazir, Daf Memhet, Masechet for the Refuah Shilama Moshe Ben Dina, Enna Refanalo Veregle Hasidav Yishmor, Amen. Lekayim Lanu Tachmei Yisrael, Refuah Shilama Harav, Menachem Ben Hanna, Enna Refanalo, Betuch Shar Hole Amo Yisrael, Amen. And the Edu Nishmat Ovadia Ben Rina Ruach Hashem, Tinichenu Began Eden, Amen.
Amen.
So we're in the Gemara over here that talks about a Nazir, and a Kohen Gadol. We learned in yesterday's daf that both are able to be metameh to met mitzvah. Met mitzvah means somebody that dies, that there's nobody available to bury them. For example, you see somebody buried in the middle of the field somewhere, and there's no Havra Kadisha, you can't appoint anybody as an agent in that situation. So even though the Nazir and Kohen Gadol have strict rules against becoming tameh, even to relatives, but they're allowed to become tameh to met mitzvah. And the Gemara actually proved from yesterday, on yesterday's daf, that the Kohen Gadol can be metameh. So now the question is, Ashkechan, Kohen Gadol. We found Kohen Gadol. Nazir minalan. Where is Nazir? How do we know Nazir is able to be metameh to a met mitzvah? So where are we? We are a few lines down, actually. 14 lines down, to be exact. Okay, right. Take your word. Netanya, we have a braita. It says, Kol yemei haziro lehashem, that all the days that he's a nazir to God, al nefesh met lo yavo. So, nefesh met. So, what does it mean, nefesh met? So, the Gemara says, Shomea ani, afidu nefesh behema, bemashma. Sounds like from the word nefesh, nefesh includes even animals, a dead animal. Therefore, which means the animal, when it dies, has a tumah called nevela. So it sounds like that the nazir cannot even become tameh to not only a human corpse, but even a animal, because it says nefesh. Now, where do we see animals are called nefesh? Kenyan shene'emar. Umake nefesh behema. Yishalemena. So you see that behema is called nefesh. So I would have thought that. Gemara says, no. Tamud lomar. Al nefesh met lo yavo. There's nefesh and nefesh met. Nefesh might be an animal, but nefesh met is a human. So only human corpses, a nazir is subject to the laws. Ben nefesh adam hakatuv medaber. Fine. And not an animal. Rabbi Yishmael omer, eno sarich. You don't need this derasha to teach me that it only applies to humans. Hareu omer lo yavo. Pasuk says, "Al nefesh met lo yavo." Do not enter. Now, there's only one type of tum'ah that is tameh by entering, and that's tum'at ohel, which is only by a met of a human. Benefashot tameot bebi'ah hakatuv medaber. The pasuk is referring to types of tum'ah that are subject at the time of walking in, entering, and therefore we see from over here that mem gimel. So therefore, that's what we learned about the tumah of entry at the same time, simultaneously. Very good. Anyway, so now we have over here, we didn't learn anything so far. Like, what we're trying to prove, that how we know that a nazir can be mitameh to mit mitzvah. But we're giving the whole story from the beginning. First of all, we know it's only humans and it's not animals. Okay, now we're done with that. Continue the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, we have a pasuk, le'abiv ul'imo eno mitameh. Now, we don't have to write a pasuk. He cannot be mitameh to his father and mother because the pasuk already says, al nefesh met lo yavo. So, al nefesh met lo yavo means he cannot be mitameh to anybody. So, we have to mention father, mother. So, the Gemara says, it's coming to come and say, father and mother, no, but somebody else, yes. And who's the yes? Aval mitameh hu lemet mitzvah. So, that's where they get it from the extra words in the pasuk of the Nazir, Abiv. Now the Gemara is going to break this apart in a minute. Ad shelo yomar, yesh li bedin. You don't have to tell me la'aviv ul'imo. I would be able to figure it out from a kal vachomer. And if I could figure it out from a kal vachomer, then I don't need these words to teach it to me. What would be the kal vachomer to teach me nazir can be metameh to met mitzvah? Uma kohen gadol, shekidushato kedushat olam, metameh lemet mitzvah. Nazir she'en kedushato kedushat olam, Enodin shemetameh lemet mitzvah, a kohen gadol, that his kedusha is forever, it's permanent. Therefore, he can never get the kedusha of a kohen gadol off. And he's allowed to be metameh to a mitzvah. So a nazir, that his tumah is temporary, however long his nazirut is. So certainly he should be able to be metameh to mitzvah. Therefore, say kal vachomer. So you don't need the pasuk la'abib ul imo. When the Gemara says lo, because I can go the other way. Like we saw this on yesterday's daf. Im amart b'kohen gadol shekin eno mevi korban or korban al tumato. Tomar benazir shemevi korban al tumato ve'oil umevi korban al tumato lo yitame lemet mitzvah. Tamudamah le'bivulimo lo yitama ava metame lemet mitzvah. I can go the other way and say a kohen gadol, the reason why he can be metame lemet mitzvah, because there's no ramifications legabe korban. It doesn't mean a korban if he becomes tameh. Masheenkin a nazir if he becomes tameh generally. He brings a korban. So we see the tum'ah of a nazir is, could be more strict than a kohen gadol. Therefore, I will not say that the nazir can be metameh to a met mitzvah like a kohen gadol. That's why the pasuk says, la'aviv ulimo. That's why you need a pasuk, because your kal vachomer from kohen gadol is flawed. Because the kal vachomer, I could break it by saying, ma le kohen gadol, that's more kal. Because you don't bring a korban legabe tum'ah. Masheikin nazir that you bring a korban. Therefore, if you bring a korban for tum'ah, so maybe you cannot be metameh to mitzvah as well. That's why the pasuk says, la'aviv ulimo. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues, says, wait.
That was Rabbi Eliezer's logic in the Mishnah.
That we saw that in the Mishnah yesterday, correct. And now we're applying it to the nazir, why we cannot learn it from Kohen Gadol. Oh, eno metameh la'aviv ulimo, metameh l'sh'al metim. Who told you that it's coming to be lenient for a mit mitzvah? Maybe it's coming to be lenient to come along and say that la'aviv ulimo, he cannot be metameh, aval yitameh l'sh'al metim, which is kind of funny, which is kind of very funny. Which means you cannot be metameh to his closest relatives, but I'll let him be metameh to total strangers. And the Gemara obviously is going to reject this in a second. But he explains
logic,
it a little.
The logic is a pain.
He explains the logic. The Torah says metameh kurobav because it says nezer elohav al rosho kadosh ulashem ukshuhum mitzta'el mitat kurobav who noheg bederek bezayon. Like, and he said he's more depressed, and therefore he defiles his kiddushav the nazir in a more pronounced way. Mashiachin on a stranger, it's not so deep, the pain. Therefore, it's not defiling his kiddushah. When it comes to a father, God forbid, or a mother, so the person lets himself go. And therefore, he's kadosh. What are you doing? The nazir cannot let himself fall apart like that. Mashiachin on kiddushim, there was a sevarat to say, he doesn't need to fall apart that much. And therefore, his kiddushah, the zirut, is still maybe intact. Santa Gemara says, no, impossible. Amart. We'll say like this. Kal Vachomer. It's the day of the Kal Vachomer. Uma kohen hidyot shemitameh lekirovim eno mitameh l'shar metim. Nazir she'eno mitameh lekirovim eno din shelo yitameh l'shar metim. I mean, a kohen hidyot, where they allow him to be mitameh to kirovim. So therefore, they're allowing the severe tumah. But when it comes to rehokim, when it comes to outsiders, even the kohen hidyot cannot. So a nazir, that kiruvim are forbidden. So therefore, for sure, we're going to say it also rehokim. And therefore, the pasuk aviv v'imo is not coming to be matir rehokim that are not related to him. It's coming to be matir met mitzvah. Ha matamud doma. And the Gemara just finishes the thought. Matamud doma le'aviv ulimo. Le'aviv ulimo hu delo metameh. Aval metameh hu lemet mitzvah. So the Gemara says, we're not done yet. Ad shelo yomad yeshli bedin. I don't need aviv v'imo. I can make a different type of kal vachomer. And I could say like this. Or a din, a kesh. Ne'emru kelalot bekohen gadol. Kelalot means klali. Tum'ah klali. This general tum'ah by kohen gadol. Like it says, al kol nafshot met lo yavo. That's by kohen gadol. That's a general tum'ah. Ve'ne'emru kelalot. And it says a general tumah by nazir. Same thing. It says al nefesh met lo yavo. So we're going to make a connection between the general tumah of kohen gadol to the general tumah of nazir. Ma klalot amurot be kohen gadol de aviv eno metame avam metame lemet mitzvah av klalot amurot be nazir le aviv eno metame avam metame lemet mitzvah. Just like we say, the kohen gadol has a general rule of no tumah, but mitzvah is permissible. Now, zidah as a general rule of tumah, we should be matir. Now, we're not learning this in a kavahomer, because kavahomer you can break. We're learning this over here, every hekesh. So therefore, ma, we found this over here like this, so I found it over here like that.
So you don't need a pasuk.
So I don't need a pasuk, no, right? I don't need a pasuk of Abi Ve'imo. Exactly. The Gemara says, no. Once you're starting with that business, maybe you can go a different direction. Ne'emru kelalot lekohenediot. Kohenediot also says general rule. It says, lenefesh lo yitama, which is a general law. And ne'emru kelo benazir. And it says by nazir also, the same kelalot. And therefore, I'll say like this: Ma klalot ha'amurot bekohenediot. Just like when it says by kohenediot, metameh le'abiv. Beferush, we know what kohenediot can be metameh to his father. Af klalot ha'amurot benazir metameh le'abiv. And therefore, I'll say it can be metameh also l'shar kirobav. And therefore, once already you're comparing isur klali, why are you going to kohen gadol and only adding mitzvah? Go to kohenediot and you can add the other. The others. So the Gemara says, we can't be, obviously. Why? Tamud lomar le'abiv ul imo lo yitama. The pasuk clearly says le'abiv ul imo lo yitama. Wait. So the Gemara says ha lemit mitzvah mitame. Oh, so now we're saying, but the mit mitzvah it'll be mitame. But the Gemara says, hold it. You can't learn mit mitzvah anymore. Now you need abiv imo to tell me it, so I don't learn it from kohen idiot. So it's used already. If I didn't have Abi, the whole claim was, you don't need Abi Ve'imo. Well, now you need Abi Ve'imo. Because the Gemara is saying, I could have learned from the klalut of Kohen Ediot. Ma le Kohen Ediot, yesh to klalut tum'ah. Aval Abi Ve'imo, v'sh'al kirobav, mutar, af nazir. Yesh to klalut, v'ye Abi mutar, v'sh'al kirobav. Kama shmanan Abi Ve'imo. So the Gemara says, Abi Ve'imo, me mitzvah mutar. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Ha mev'ele lo ma she'emet amel abiv. You need it for it. Self. Very good. So Gemara says, Ela le'abiv domar she'eno metameh le'abiv. And that's it. And by the way, once you say you cannot be metameh to his father, that includes all relatives. That means even his father. And therefore, you cannot be metameh. So relatives are known from abiv. Now, imo becomes the extra one. So I don't need imo. Because Muslims need imo and abiv. Abiv, I know relatives. I have all the relatives from. So now imo is the extra. So the Gemara says, and achiv. The Gemara says, okay, the achiv eno mitameh ha'alemet mitzvah mitameh. Good, so we'll learn more in a minute. The achiv, the Gemara says, the abiv, the emo, the achiv. So where do we learn mit mitzvah for nazir? The achiv. The achiv eno mitameh. I don't need it for achiv. Achiv I learn from aviv. So Ella, where do I learn from achiv? Meta mitzvah. So the Gemara then asks, ul imo. What do I do with imo? I'll go back to yesterday's daf. The gezera shava lech de rabbi. What's the gezera shava that I learned? Remember, we learned on yesterday. Very good. Yesterday's daf, we said that the nazir is only subject to tumat met, but not to tumat mitzora and not to tumat zav. And therefore, we learned that from the hekesh from imo imo from kohen gadol. So therefore. Imo comes and tells me he cannot be metameh to tum'at imo mita, but he can be metameh to metzora and other types of tum'ah. So we're good. So everything is covered so far. Av is le'atzmo. Em is for this ziba and metzora. And achib is for met mitzvah. But the Gemara then says, ulachoto. Pasuk says, achoto. We got to deal with the sister. It is extra. Lichde tanya de tanya. לאחותו מתמוד אומר. And this is again, we always see this Gemara. הרי שהלך, this is not talking about a Nazir necessarily. Even a regular Israel. Guy was going to Jerusalem, לשחוט את פסחו. He's going to bring קורבן פסח, ולמול את בנו, or to circumcise his son. What do these two mitzvot have in common? That's right. They're the only two positive commandments in the Torah that are punishable by karet. Pesach and Milah. So the guy's on the way to do a karet prone mitzvah. Karet prone sanction. Veshama shemet lo met. And now on the way there, he hears that somebody died. So the question, a relative of his. So the question is, should he make a U-turn and go do the mitzvah of burial, which will make him tameh, which will not allow him to do Korban Pesach and will delay the Brit Milah. So therefore, the question is, well, now he's got a question. What does he do? So the Gemara says, Tamud lomar or yachod yitama. Do I think he should become tameh? And therefore, it's going to push off these two mitzvot. Amart. Now, no pasuk. This is like a logic. Amart. We know.
Pushes off milah. Huh? A person's tameh pushes off.
No, milah. It doesn't. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says lo yitama. The Gemara is going to say we can't do. We can't be in two places at the same time. How's he going to go back to Staten Island when the milah is over there?
The Torah says,
but asish sheish karet. That's the issue. And therefore, it's logic. The Gemara says, "Manai lo yitama, lo yitama." It's a mitzvah to bury, but this is a mitzvah that has karet. So therefore, you don't do the regular mitzvah to bury and give up a mitzvah that has karet. That's just coming from sevara. So therefore, a regular guy that's going to store the korban pesach, and they tell him met lo met, call the havra kadisha, let him continue going, bringing the korban, because you have two mitzvah da'aseh over here. So the mitzvah da'aseh of karet is going to override the mitzvah aser to deal with the.
Like you say, you could do.
No, they don't want that. They don't want that. There's a mitzvah aser to bring on Pesach Rishon, and therefore bring the korban. So the Gemara comes says, "Yachol lo yitama lemet mitzvah." Okay, now that's up the stakes. Let's say it's a mit mitzvah. Same story. He's going to bring korban Pesach, and now he finds a dead guy in the middle of the street. So he just keep on walking over the guy. Bishlama, the other case, somebody will bury him. But here, it's a mit mitzvah. Does a mit mitzvah override, I'm sorry, does Pesach, which is a mitzvah, does it just karet, override even a mitzvah? No, it doesn't. Ulachoto, lachoto, ne'enu odotam, udamar, lachoto, lachoto, de'enu mitameh, halimit mitzvah, mitameh. So achoto is coming to teach me a law outside of Nazir even, a general law now, because if you know the Nazir, Israel. That a guy's going to sort of come on Pesach and he finds a mit mitzvah, bring the do the mit mitzvah. So the Gemara, that's it. And that, so everything basically is accounted for in the pasuk of, and that's it. And therefore, mevatel mitzvah aser, bringing a Pesach sheni.
But not for the other one though.
Which other one? Not for a regular relative. That's correct. Lo yitama. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Be good. And therefore, we have Abiv. Let's review the Rashi of Nazir. Abiv is coming to teach you. Abiv, relative. Imo is coming to teach you only to Matmet, only to Matmet, and like Rebbe, and not to Matmet Surah Vezah. Achiv is coming to tell me exactly Met Mitzvah. That's the key we came to search this morning. That was today's daf. We stand Nazir. And that was the question of today's daf, by the way. We started Bishtama Kohen Gadol, Ashkehan Kohen Gadol. Nazir, Minalan, and ultimately the answer is Achiv. Bottom line. Okay, once we're doing it, Achoto, I don't need it for Nazir, because everything's covered by Nazir. Israel, Shose Pesach, Shama Shemet Omet, Eno Chozer, Vamet Mitzvah. Okay, beautiful. Rabbi Akiva, let's go to the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva taught us in the Mishnah that what? He learns these Pesukim, obviously, in a different way. The Gemara says like this: Nefesh. When it says by the Nazir, Kol Yemei Hezira LaHashem Al Nefesh Met Lo Yavo Al Abiv Leimo LaAchiv. So it says Nefesh Elu Arhokim. If it just said Nefesh, it's referring to what the Rechokim, non-relatives. Met Elu HaKirobim. So we got two exclusions. Nefesh Met. We're done. We included everybody. We included the Rechokim, and we included the. So now, what are all these names now? Aviv, Imo, you got to deal with all these words. In two words already, I knocked out everybody. Nefesh Met, you cannot be Metameh for Kirovim, and you cannot be Metameh for Rechokim. So the Gemara says, Le Aviv, Ul Imo. That's extra. I learned that from the word Met. That's Kirovim. And we start the ball rolling again. Okay, so now that I know, how do I know mit mitzvah according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Vodimo. Nele Achiv. Well, right away, next one.
Why do you need both?
Right, go slow. So he says over here, Gemara b'mshikta b'dan shazur l'shkashtei milim. Stay tuned, the Gemara is going to tell us. The Chaura, you should only need one word. She'ela metzuyenet. As they say, stay tuned. So the Gemara says, Nele Achiv. Achiv, Shimaya Kohen Gadol veNazir. Unbelievable case. He's not only a Nazir, but he's also a Kohen Gadol. So he's got two Kedushot on him. לאחי ואינו מטמא, ומטמא הוא למת מצווה. I would have thought, a Nazir alone. That's all you know, Nazir alone. But how do we know if he's got two kiddushon on his head?
Maybe even a Messiah, you don't have to
do. Maybe the yuk, it's got double barrel. Maybe you don't do metameh to mitzvah. So the achiv comes, even if he has two kiddushot on his head, he's still metameh to mitzvah. Now let's continue with pasuk. Ulachoto, kedetanya. We know that story already. Harish haya holech, lishchot et peschov v'damul et beno, and came in met mitzvah. So it comes and tells me, he makes a U-turn, goes back home, and buries the met mitzvah, even at risk of missing the Korban Pesach Sheyeshbo Karet.
He agrees.
There we go. So the Gemara comes along and says, Ul Rabbi Akiva, that has Le'aviv Ulimo, that teaches me what? Met mitzvah, Gezera Sheva de Rabbi Menale. Where does he learn the Gezera Sheva of Rabbi? Rabbi learned the Gezera Sheva from the word Imo, to teach me what? That not only tumat, only tumat met, but not other types of tumah, does the Razid have to be careful from? Good, because imor was available. But if imor is not available, according to Rabbi Akiva, because he learned Abi v'imor to teach me met mitzvah, so where is he going to learn the gezerah shava of Rabbi? That is the question. The Gemara comes along and says, Amalach, kivan de amar mor. You just told me that if the guy had a double kiddusha, kohen gadol v'nazir la'achayi v'eno metameh, aval metameh ulemet mitzvah, mali kohen gadol lechudeh, mali nazir v'kohen gadol. Which means, what's the chiluk between a kohen gadol alone or is a nazir kohen gadol? Which means, already if we learned separately that a kohen gadol, since we learned that a kohen gadol that's a nazir is metameh lemet mitzvah, it is pashut that if he's just a kohen gadol, so certainly he'll be metameh to a met mitzvah, and therefore you don't need the pasuk of le'aviv v'le'imo, which written by kohen gadol, to come and tell me. So therefore it is extra by kohen gadol, which means once I tell you that even the guy's got two kiddushot on him, he does met mitzvah, so certainly if he has one kiddusha on him, he's met mitzvah. So I don't need the Kohen Gadol pasuk. The Kohen Gadol pasuk that came along and said le'aviv ulimor, tells me, but met mitzvah, yeah, met mitzvah. I just told you by Nazir, if he's got a double kiddusha, he's metameh le'met mitzvah. So therefore the pasuk by Kohen Gadol is extra, and it is from there I will learn the deen of Rebbe. What type of tum'ah are we talking about, which means that the word imor by nazir is also extra technically, because Labibu imor Rabbi Akiva taught what? Both words are coming to tell me met mitzvah. That was by nazir. Labibu imor according to Rabbi Akiva by nazir. Labibu comes and says met mitzvah. So we came along and said, if that met mitzvah, where do you learn the Gezerah Sheva of Rabbi that teaches me only to matmed and not others? So he said, well, we have extra words by Kohen Gadol. Okay, very nice to have extra words of Kohen Gadol, but you need Hekesh. Extra words of Kohen Gadol is only going to teach me what? And what's the extra word? I'll speak it out. That if you tell me by Nazir that if he has a double Kiddusha, he can be mitameh for mitzvah. So certainly if he's only a Kohen Gadol, he can be mitameh for a. So I don't need a pasuk by Kohen Gadol tell me mitzvah. Okay, fine. So if I got extra words. I don't have Abiv, Imo's extra. But where's the Hekesh? So he says, ואף שתיבת אולימו האמורה אצל נזיר אינה מיותרת לצורך גזרה שווה. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you need imo for some reason to teach me by נזיר מת מצווה.
We don't know why yet.
We don't know why yet, but we need it. שאין נסיכה למודת למת מצווה. סובר רבי עקיבא שגזרה שווה מופנה מצד אחד למדים. That's the point. You don't need a גזרה שווה to be available on both sides. If the גזרה שווה is available on one side, namely on the Kohen Gadol side, I can go across and learn it as well by the Nazir. So it's just Mufneh Mitzad Echad. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, one more line. Would it be Yishma'el Kohen Gadol Vihu Nazir Mina Le? Now, we learned from Achiv initially the first Derashad that's coming to teach me mitzvah. According to Rabbi Akiva, he learned from Achiv that it's coming to teach me if he's a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. So how did Rabbi Ishmael, who used Le'achiv for something Else, how does he know if you have a double kiddusha? Od pam. The first rabbi learned already from Achiv to come and teach me met mitzvah. Stop. That the nazir is metamif for met mitzvah. Okay, but how do you learn, according to this rabbi, if he has a double kiddusha? So again, Ol Rabbi Ishmael, Kohen Gadol v'u nazir, minale, how does he know?
If you said Nazir, how do you know Nazir
and Kohen Gadol? Very good. That's the question. So you want to answer. What are you talking about? Lav gabe mit mitzvah mali had lav mali tren lavin. Wow.
Listen.
Exactly. Once already, you see, the Torah says, you can't be mitameh to metim. And I waived it when it came to a mit mitzvah. So, now you got two lavim? What's the difference? Obviously, you see that mit mitzvah has the power to waive a lav. Mali had mali tren. I don't know. I see a difference.
If your wife's screaming at you at one thing or two things, it's not going to make a difference either way.
Fine. That's if a wife screaming is equal to a laugh. But I always thought a laugh is more serious than a wife screaming at you. That's why I'm asking my question. As serious as a wife screaming is, I think a laugh is more serious. But the Gemara's coming up to say that, listen, once already you see, you can knock off a laugh. And it's the same love, by the way. It's a love of Tum'ah. Mm-hmm. So once you see already that when the Torah says Tum'ah, mit mitzvah is so strong, it's the same love at the end of the day. That's the point. You see that mit mitzvah is stronger than Tum'ah, than regular Tum'ah. So therefore, what's the difference? What you just, if it was a different love, two different loves that came together, maybe you have a point. But love of Tum'ah. And what? Another love of Tum'ah. I told you already, it knocks off love of Tum'ah. So what do you mean? Tell me 10 loves of Tum'ah. I told you the Bet Mitzvah has no bearings when it comes to Tum'ah. That's the issue over here. And that's what he says. Me'achal shekivurat met mitzvah doche isur Tum'ah. So therefore, what's the difference between Tum'ah and Kohen Gadol? Shegam im shnei esri kayamim ba'adam echad, so Kohen Gadol has seen, it's pushed away. And that's that. And that is that. Let's go one more. Now we got to ask Achoto. What is he going to do with Achoto? So we're all in the Rabbi Akiva still. Rabbi Ishmael learned. Rabbi Ishmael who learned. Now, yes. Although we learned about it. He learned Achoto is coming to tell me both, no? No, Achoto is Pesach. Pesach.
Pesach.
And
didn't do Rabbi Akiva Achoto yet?
I thought this was Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tai, no?
This we just did Rabbi
Ishmael. Lachoto, we did for Rabbi Ishmael. Now we're going to Rabbi Akiva, Gezira Shava de Rabbi Minale. And we said we know it from whatever. So now the Gemara comes along and says, once
they both agreed on Lachoto. They both agreed for the Pesach.
Well, we're going to see now.
We saw Rabbi Ishmael. The first
Rabbi Ishmael. Ulachoto Lamali. Watch, Ulachot, Kedomar. He says like this. Bishta Mal Rabbi Akiva. That says what? You need an extra pasuk to come and tell me a Kohen Gadol that's a Nazir. That's Mitamele Met Mitzvah. Shedato Yisavra Levim Ben Suge Isurim. Right. There's room to be Mechalek. And that's why you need a special pasuk to be Akiva to come and tell me two Isurim. So therefore, I need Achotot to come and tell me Pesach. To tell me that you can even override Pesach. Masha'enken, according to Rabbi Ishmael, that says, "In Surbi Yomiyutar, I don't need an extra pasuk to come and tell me two isurim of tum'ah, because automatically it should be." So the Gemara says, "According to him, gamnen chidu besach umila should also be." It means like this: once you see, according to Rabbi Ishmael, that what that met mitzvah pushes off stuff. So I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me mit mitzvah pushes off korban pesach. It pushes off. Mit mitzvah strong. Rabbi Akiva, you needed it. Rabbi Akiva, you needed a special pasuk to come along and say mit mitzvah pushes off both. Also, therefore, of course, you don't take it for granted. You don't say if it pushes off one, it should push off two. No, everything's already spoken out. So therefore, if everything's going to be spoken out, his la'achoto is coming to teach me what pesach. Mashiachin according to Mishmael, I told you that mit mitzvah pushes off stuff. So if it pushes off stuff, it pushes off Tum'ah, it pushes off two Tum'ahs, it pushes off Pesach. Therefore, that's the Gemara Sebara. Why we have to ask now, according to Mishmael, what do you do with lahoto? The Gemara says, Sadka datak amina, kishara rachmana lemet mitzva, nazir vechohen di isur laabu, ava milad de upesa, de charet, lo yitama lemet mitzva, kamashma. So even the Mishmael's modeh, that listen, I only had no problem when it comes to pushing off labs. But you want to tell me now a lab with a karet, or aseh with a karet, you know, even I agree that that's a bigger hindus that you would need a pasuk for. So at the end of the day, achoto is unanimous across the board to come and teach me that it overrides Pesach and Mila. So at this point over here, everything is accounted for. Ben Rabbi Akiva, Ben Rabbi Ishmael, and now we're going to go back tomorrow and go back to Pesach. Everyone is accounted for. No. He is. Achiv is met mitzvah,
and the only
hiddush, the only extra hiddush that we saw in Rabbi Akiva has a different gezerah shavah. Because he learned from Aviv Ve'imo Met Mitzvah, which we didn't see why he needs two pesukim to teach me the same item. And we also saw that Achoto, according to everybody, basically is coming to teach me the din of Korban Pesach. And we also said that according to Rabbi Akiva, Achiv is coming to tell me if he's both. Nazir and Kohen Gadol. That's Rabbi Akiva, if he's telling me both. And according to Mishmael, you don't need a pesuk for both. The Mishmael said, Mali. Mali, it's logic. If one tumah can be pushed off, two tumahs can be pushed off. It's the only place where there, exactly. Yishmael does not have a dirashah for that, but he agrees with it. He just doesn't need a dirashah for it. Okay.